1. Lifestyle. One Monday afternoon, Mike, adopting a very unusual style, wore a hoodie. Nobody would ever think of wearing a hoodie on a very hot day. His friends also wondered why he was being weird. They became a little aloof with Mike that day. The next day, Mike wore a hoodie again, this time of a different color. This went on every day for a week and his friends gradually got used to it. Finally, on the eighth day, Mike wore a plain white shirt, acting like nothing had been amiss for the past week. One of his friends asked him, "Are you finally done with your hoodie fashion?" "What hoodie fashion?" Mike asked. "Last week, every day, you kept on wearing a hoodie." And then Mike said, "What? I was on vacation last week. I just got home this morning." 2. Being sick is terrible. George doesn't like sickness. He doesn't want to take medicine or go to the doctor. He does not want to catch any disease, especially swine flu. He hates sneezing, coughing, a runny nose, and watery eyes. He saw his friend with swine flu, and then his sister, and then his dad. He became so paranoid that he decided to quit his job and just stayed home all the time. He resorted to an online job. One day, Lisa, his high school friend and longtime secret crush, sent him a message to ask for help with something. He couldn't help but said yes so that Lisa would come over. He was looking forward to seeing her again. When Lisa knocked on his door, George opened it and was greeted by Lisa sneezing non-stop, with her eyes watering eye, running nose and hacking cough. 3. Mr. George needs money. One fine day, Mr. George went to his friend, Mr. Carter, to ask for a favor. "Can I borrow $1,000 from you, my friend?" Mr. George asked. "Sure, you can. You know you are one of my friends," Mr. Carter replied. Mr. George's face lit up upon hearing his friend's response. He had been trying to borrow money from other colleagues to pay for his daughter's hospitalization. "I know from the look on your face that you are facing a big problem," Mr. Carter added. "I wanted to help a good friend and ease his trouble. Money is just a piece of paper used to buy and pay for things. Friendship is greater and more important," he further stated. "I thank God I have a friend like you, Carter," Mr. George uttered, so thankful that he shed a tear. 4. Keep the jungle alive. One day, Hannah approached her father while he was repairing their truck. She had seen that the truck was loaded with logs from the woods. She remembered something she had seen on the news. The woods are home to wild animals. But trees had been getting scarce due to unsustainable logging. Hannah asked her father, "Dad, are you happy with our home?" The father was quite shocked by the question, but he managed to answer, "Yes, dear." "Why do you ask?" Hannah replied, "If people tried to destroy our house, would you be mad?" Hannah's father was taken aback but responded, "Yes, my dear. But I won't let it happen." Hannah gave her father a sad look and said, "But you are destroying the animals' homes by cutting the trees in the woods." 5. Turn off the stove. Marvin is a diligent policeman. He loves his job and carries out his duties. It is summertime, and his team is starting a fire prevention program. Marvin is tasked to promote ways to avoid fire incidents. He reminds residents to always unplug appliances. He tells children not to play with matches. He talks to parents about turning off stoves and heaters when not in use. He gives safety tips to anyone who asks. Marvin is doing a great job. One morning, there is an emergency meeting. Quite alarmed, Marvin leaves his unfilled coffee cup and quickly goes to work. After work, Marvin arrives to find his house on fire. Stunned and confused, Marvin asks the fireman about what happened. The fireman replies, "It's because the homeowner forgot to turn off the stove." 6. Grandma is very excited. Grandmother woke up early one day. She was excited and in a good mood. She prepared our favorite breakfast and eagerly woke us up. We were wondering if it was her birthday or if someone was due to pay her a visit. After breakfast, she asked my older brother if he could drive for her. My brother nodded as if he knew already where they were heading. My grandmother went upstairs to get ready. I knocked on her door and asked if I could come in. She opened the door with a smile. "Granny, why are you so excited today?" I asked her. "Do you want to come with us, sweetie?" She responded. "Where are we going?" I asked excitedly. "We are going to the salon so that I can get my hair dyed. I am excited," she told me. 7. Sarah's smile. Peter got out of bed feeling sad. He was tired of living and wanted to die. He would even ask people around him to help him die. They made suggestions, because they thought he was joking. One said that he should overdose on medicine. The other simply offered him a noose. Peter was not satisfied with their answers. Then, Peter asked Sarah. Sarah was pretty and always smiling to everyone she talked to. She even talked to Peter, who was usually gloomy. Peter asked Sarah about how he should kill himself. Sarah just beamed and smiled at him sincerely. With that, Peter had a change of heart. Suddenly he was not filled with grief. Instead, he had a new purpose. Sarah did not help him die, she helped him find a reason to live. 8. The coolest laptop. Today is my birthday, and I'm excited to go to school. My mom cooked a delicious breakfast for me. My sister hugged me this morning and told me to enjoy my day. My brother gave me 2 action figures of my favorite superheroes, and it made me happy. Dad left early for work today, and I am wondering what he is going to give me when he gets back. On my last birthday, he gave me a new smartphone. After school, I'm excited to go home and see Dad. I saw him waving at me in front of our house and I ran up to him as fast as I could. He gave me a bag. I noticed that it was quite heavy, so he helped me open it. Then, I saw the gift I had always wanted. It was pink, and my name was inscribed on it. My dad gave me a cool laptop, the coolest ever. 9. The punishment. I woke up this morning not wanting to go to class. I told myself that being late would be okay since our first class would be physical education. We just play games the whole time, and my teacher would not notice if I come early or late. I stayed in bed for a couple of minutes. I even ate my breakfast slowly. I walked to school at a tortoise's pace. I saw my classmates and my teacher at the gym playing volleyball. I quietly slipped in and joined the cheering crowd. I noticed that my teacher was looking at me. I smiled at him and pretended to have been there since the start of class. After the class, he approached me. "You are an hour late to my class. Do 10 push-ups," he ordered. 10. The scary date. The dead bodies he kept are hidden in his empty basement. Any moment, she would arrive. Just then, the doorbell rang. "Come in," he said while urging his visitor to relax. He thought that she was so pretty in that white dress, but it's a shame that it's going to be tainted the moment he'd lay his fingers on her. She was suspicious of him. This was only their second date. When he went to the kitchen, she saw him hiding a knife. She ran towards the basement and stumbled on a pile of plastic bags. She retched at the smell of the rotting corpses inside it. However, there was only one thing she could do to hide. She buried herself beneath the bodies and prayed that he wouldn't see her. He didn't, and she eventually escaped while thinking how lucky she was to have been able to hide under the bodies.